We have breaking news. The New York Knicks just announced that three-time All-Star Julius Randle will undergo season-ending surgery to repair the dislocation in his right shoulder. And the reason Randle is having surgery now is because NBA doctors did inform him that if he continues to play through that injury, he could do permanent damage to the shoulder. We're going to break down this latest report and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. The Knicks just announced that Julius Randle will undergo season-ending surgery to repair the dislocation in his shoulder. Shocked, devastated, upset, heartbroken. Those are all the things you could use to describe me right now. I cannot believe this is the case. I feel like it was just yesterday where we heard from Ian Bagley and a couple of these other NBA insiders that stated Julius Randle was likely going to return this season, likely in the postseason, but the New York Knicks were holding him back, letting him rehab, getting that shoulder 100% fully healthy as possible before he returned. But then we now hear from Adrian Wojnarowski the following update about Julius Randle and what's going to happen to him moving forward for this season. According to Woj, and it's breaking news, of course, after 2 months of rehabilitation to attempt a return to the New York Knicks, all NBA forward Julius Randle will undergo season-ending right shoulder surgery. Woj continues and states, Randle's done everything possible to avoid surgery and return for the playoffs. But the procedure became increasingly inevitable after recent visits to two specialists who warned Randle of further injury and possible permanent damage to the shoulder if he returned to play before the surgical procedure. My thoughts and prayers go out to Julius Randle. Obviously, this is a devastating announcement. You never want to see any player miss the whole season or at least the rest of the remaining season due to an injury, especially not your three-time All-Star in Julius Randle. But I absolutely understand why the New York Knicks are doing this. After hearing the update I just heard from Woj, basically stating that Randle met with specialists and the specialist told him if he returned and played through contact, played through that injury, he could risk doing more damage to that shoulder permanently. That's all I need to hear. The Knicks made the right decision. And even though it's going to be very hard for the New York Knicks to move forward without Randle because they are a better team when Randle is on the floor for them, I think a healthy Julius Randle is much better than maybe a 70 or an 80% Julius Randle that has to alter his game and can't really take contact to that shoulder. And let's face it, Randle having the same status week after week after week. If you weren't concerned, everybody in the NBA, multiple NBA insiders, were already stating that they were concerned given where Randle is in his recovery, his progression in recovery, and the fact that he was given the same status for the last several weeks. He has not moved on to full contact over the last few weeks. He was doing controlled contact. And we learned just the other day from Tom Thibodeau, the reason that was the case is because Randle himself, as well as the Knicks medical staff, did not have confidence after Randle took contact with the shoulder to be able to play through it like he was accustomed to. And since that was the case, obviously you're not going to move on to the next step in the phase, which is full contact, if you're still not being able to deal with controlled contact. But without their three-time All-Star joining the team for the postseason, the New York Knicks absolutely have to buy into this next-man-up mentality. Nobody's going to be able to replace Julius Randle. We definitely needed him for the postseason. But now, everybody on this roster has to come together, play for each other, and make sure we help this team move forward the best way possible. We have to solidify our playoff spot, and once we get to the postseason, we have to do as much damage, make as much noise, and make sure we go as far as possible. That's what we need to do for Julius Randle. That's what we owe him. Randle helped this Knicks team get to this point. Now it's up to everybody else to step up and make sure we close the season strong and we do as much damage as possible come the postseason. But let's continue here. Ian Bagley said the following about Randle and his season-ending injury. According to Bagley, Randle wanted to play badly, but he couldn't get the dislocated shoulder stable. He was told by specialists that he wouldn't be able to get his shoulder in a place where he could play. Bagley continues by stating, Randle is said to be devastated about not being able to return, particularly because He knows how well they were playing after the OG Anunoby trade. Fred Katz of The Athletic also reports that the Knicks officially announced that Julius Randle will undergo surgery on his right shoulder. The doctors will reevaluate him in 5 months. 5 months from now would be the beginning of September. Right around that time is right when you're doing training camp headed into the preseason. So that's exactly when Randle is likely going to return for the Knicks. And honestly, I'm happy to hear that because having a healthy Julius Randle to start the season is exactly what the Knicks need. But what the Knicks also need is bully ball Randle down low for this postseason run that they're about to do. But since they're not going to have that, they're going to have to buy into exactly who they have available on the roster and hope and pray OG Anunoby can come back sooner rather than later. Because now, with Randle out for the rest of the season, it's Jalen Brunson number one, and right after him, it's OG Anunoby. And then everybody else afterwards has to step up and make sure they have an impact when they're in the game in any way possible, on defense, on offense, whether they want to become a two-way player, whatever the case may be, the Knicks need to step up and lock in because they need players to do this now that they know Julius Randle is not going to come back. And maybe in some way as well, too, this is going to help some players lock in even more because if they thought maybe if Randle came back, they would lose minutes and they were not going to get the same type of play they had before. Maybe they were worried about that. But maybe in some way now, they know that Randle is not going to be back. They can lock in, focus on their play, and focus how they can be impactful for this Knicks team moving forward. We need everybody to do that. And honestly, knowing what I know now, and of course, everybody says this in hindsight, I wish Julius Randle got the surgery early on this season. If this was going to happen eventually, or this was always going to happen, then I wish he got the surgery earlier. I'm not saying he was going to return this season anyways, because even back then, if you guys remember, the conversation of should he get the surgery or should he rehab, they stated if he got the surgery then, it was likely going to be season ending. So it doesn't matter whether he got the surgery now or then, it was going to be season ending. But potentially, if the Knicks made a very deep postseason run, it could be possible that he could have returned at that point in time. But even if he did, would he look like the same Julius Randle, or would he need maybe 5 to 10 games underneath his belt before he looked like the old Randle that we are accustomed to seeing when he's out there for the Knicks? It's really anybody's guess, but at the time when he was doing the rehab or the surgery conversation, everybody thought that rehab was the quickest way to get him back on the floor, even if he wasn't going to be 100%. That's why he did that. At the time, if he knew he was going to get surgery anyways, or was all going to point to surgery at that point, he was probably going to do it. But nobody knew at that point. Everybody thinks they know until hindsight comes into play, and everybody's an expert at that point. Right now, I think Julius Randle did exactly what he needed to do. He rehabbed, he tried to recover, and he tried to come back for the New York Knicks the right way. But unfortunately, the rehab didn't go as far as many people expected it to. He was stuck in the same place for so many different weeks. He met with specialists, and now we understand exactly why. If he continues to play and he continues to go through that rehab and goes through that pain, it's likely he's going to do permanent damage to that shoulder. Nobody wants that. The Knicks don't want to see that. Julius Randle doesn't want to see that. Knicks fans don't even want to see that. We want to see a healthy Julius Randle return because we know that's going to be the most impactful and the most effective Randle for this team. A 90% Randle, an 80% Randle that has to change his game or can't really take contact. We really didn't need that Randle back, to be honest. We didn't need that type of Randle coming on the floor and potentially hurting us with his play. So I'm happy Randle's getting the surgery. Although, like I said earlier, I wish we knew what we knew now so he could have got the surgery earlier. Because even though he may still have not returned for the Knicks this postseason, he would have definitely been able to do his routine this offseason that he was not able to do last offseason due to the ankle surgery. However, it seems like now, given the situation, he's still not going to be able to do that offseason routine. So that means potentially the issues Randle had to start this season, he's going to have those same issues to start next season. Hopefully he can work through them a little bit faster, but it looks like that's the scenario moving forward. And let's make sure we're clear here. Fred Katz mentioned that he's going to be evaluated in 5 months. That puts him at September. What's to say that after he's reevaluated, the Knicks medical staff say, you know what? You need another month of recovery. You need another 2 months of recovery. Then that means he may not join the New York Knicks for training camp. He may miss that, and he may miss the start of the regular season. I'm not saying that. I'm not hoping that. I'm just saying that's a potential scenario. We have to understand each and everything being reported here. But for Julius Randle, I can understand why he's devastated. I would be devastated too. If I was working so hard to come back, I was trying so hard to return for my team that clearly needs me, but I can't go out there. I can't perform. I can't have an impact like I used to. Obviously, anybody would be devastated. And then after doing that for months on months, and then you're told by a specialist, listen, if you continue to do this and play through it, you're going to risk doing permanent damage to the shoulder. You're absolutely going to be heartbroken, devastated. You're going to think that all the work you were doing was for nothing. And I can understand that. I feel for Julius Randle. I absolutely do. I want him to recover. I want him to get healthy fast. And hopefully he can return for the New York Knicks next season without any issues lingering. That could be the best case scenario for the Knicks. Right now, though, the Knicks have to lock into who they have, who's going to be available, and what they have to do moving forward. And what they have to do moving forward is solidify their playoff seeding. Hopefully they can jump back up to the third spot, but even if they can't, they have to remain a playoff team. They cannot fall into the play-in. That's the first thing. And the next thing, they have to build chemistry with everybody who's available, so that way, going into the postseason, they are as ready as they can possibly be to do damage. They need to make sure they are a lethal threat come the postseason. Everybody's going to have to step up, and everybody's going to have to buy in. The good news is, under head coach Tom Thibodeau, it seems like every single player has bought in. But unfortunately, that still doesn't change the fact that the New York Knicks are going to have to navigate the rest of this season and the postseason without their three-time All-Star in Julius Randle. I got to say, guys, I am absolutely heartbroken. This is not the news that I wanted to cover or hear to start the day. But what about you guys? What do you think about this devastating update about Julius Randle and the fact that he's going to miss the rest of the season and the postseason because he has to get surgery to repair that dislocated right shoulder? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.